It's almost 9:30. Good morning. This time tomorrow, some of you will be voting. 9:30, the polls will have opened for about 2.5 hours. Final push for the election. Will you indeed be going out to the polls? Things certainly heating up. The parties have clashed again, clashed on the UTV debate, last night on the BBC debate. Going at it hammer and tongs in many ways. I want to speak to a man who's been through it all before. Is now a political commentator, a legal expert as well. Alban McGuinness. Alban, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Do you sense an appetite for this election generally?
I think there is a keenness on the ground. I live in the North Belfast constituency, so it's a very keenly contested seat. I was visiting South Belfast last night, and again, very keenly contested. So, and East Belfast, of course, would equally be as keenly contested with Naomi Long and with other candidates there, the sitting MP, Mr. Robinson. So it's important that that keenness is reflected in the ballot box, that people do actually go out and vote. It's a very important public duty to do it.
Now, some will, some won't. Maybe anything up to 60% may go out and vote tomorrow. Could be lower. I think some people are suggesting it might be lower. Do you see it as an important election?
I think it's very important. And the reason I say this is twofold. First of all, we've nothing at Stormont, right? Nor is there likely to be anything in Stormont. I'm not making a prediction today, but it seems unlikely that we will have an executive within the next month or so. That being so, everything then focuses on Westminster. And then in this Westminster election, it is not clear that there will be a Conservative majority. Now, we all started off in this election saying, well, Theresa May, she's been pretty cute here. She's called this election. She'll have a landslide or she'll have a healthy Conservative majority. That is not clear at all. The last poll that I saw showed the Conservatives just one percentage point ahead of Labour. That would mean, of course, Frank, not necessarily a Labour government, but it would mean a hung parliament. And a hung parliament means that smaller parties, such as the SDLP, such as the DUP, who attend Parliament, could possibly have a say in the formation of the next British government. So therefore, the election is very important from that point of view. Now, could I just say very quickly that the Scottish Nationalist bloc of vote of MPs will be absolutely crucial in the event of a hung Parliament. But that doesn't mean to say that the Northern Ireland parties wouldn't have a look in and wouldn't have a serious say in the formation of the next British government.
One of the big points being made over the last couple of days, the opinion of paramilitaries and people associated with paramilitary groups. Do you get a sense that some unionists were embarrassed by the endorsement, or were they welcoming endorsement from wherever it would come?
Oh no, I think the DUP were very embarrassed by it, and I think the on the one hand, some elements of the DUP would say, well, that's pretty good, we're getting endorsement from that quarter. But I think in general they would be saying this is embarrassing, actually. And I eventually, of course, Geoffrey Donaldson and the programme last night, said that this sort of support was not welcome, and he distanced himself from that. And there were different formulas used by other members of the DUP, but essentially I don't think that they welcomed that at all. And I think, the loyalist paramilitaries who issued that statement, I think they might look on it with a bit of regret now.
The other issue, and it's in the Belfast Telegraph this morning, it was referred to last night on the TV as well, is the idea of Sean Kelly, the man who's responsible for the murder of the people on the Shankill Road, is canvassing on behalf of Sinn Féin. Do people who are having their doors knocked by Sean Kelly question that?
Well, I would think a lot of them would. I think it was silly and imprudent, let's put it that way, of Sinn Féin to have such a high-profile person canvassing on behalf of Sinn Féin. I don't think it does them any good. It resurrects
their argument, of course, is that he's working for the peace process.
Well, yes, I understand that, and that's probably genuine enough. But nonetheless, it creates the image of the Shankill bombing. It resurrects the whole IRA campaign, which Sinn Féin are trying to distance themselves from. So it was a fairly crass decision to allow him to go out and to canvass. And I think, you know, they're putting forward a new candidate in North Belfast. And one would have thought in those circumstances when they're trying to present a young middle-class candidate, a new fresh face, to bring back the old images of the Shankill bombing and the IRA campaign, I think that's pretty counterproductive.
You do get a sense, Alban, that the more we discuss it, the more we debate it, the more we look forward to it, that when the polls open tomorrow at 7 o'clock, people who have been enthused in the past will again be ready to go out and vote. Those who tend not to exercise their franchise, might they this time be keen enough to go to a polling station close to them?
Well, there's a problem there. I mean, a lot of people are very fed up with politics, Frank, and you know that from your show. You reflect the opinion of people, and people really are pretty fed up. However, you know, the diehards on both sides are going to go out there, and they will exercise probably a disproportionate influence at the ballot box, because people who are fed up will say, well, I'm not voting. Why should I vote? It's a waste of time. Look what we've got. And that is a dilemma for ordinary people who are, you know, sensible, moderate, and want to do the right thing, but who are disinclined to do it simply because of the fact that they are so fed up with politics in Northern Ireland. And I would say to people, look, go out there and vote. It'll take you 5-10 minutes. Just go out there and do it and see what will happen. But you should be supporting those parties that are proposing a way forward out of the mess that we're in.
Alban McGuinness, thank you very much indeed. Alban McGuinness, former politician, of course, political commentator. Your opinions are very welcome. 90-333-105. Alban McGuinness did make reference to two constituencies where he named some of the candidates, and the two constituencies were Lagan Valley and East Belfast. The full list of candidates for East Belfast are Bobby Beck, Independent, Sheila Boudel, Conservatives, Seamus Michal de Feta, SDLP, Hazel Legg, the UUP, Naomi Long, Alliance, Georgina Milne, the Green Party, Mairead O'Donnell, Sinn Féin, and Gavin Robinson, DUP. And in Lagan Valley, the candidates are Robbie Butler, UUP, Pat Catney, SDLP, Geoffrey Donaldson, DUP, Aaron McIntyre, Alliance, Ian Nicholls, Conservatives, Johnny Orr, Independent, and Jackie Russell of Sinn Féin.